Hallmark Media. A woman turns holding cookies.
The homemade Christmas cookies are ready.
She brings them to her family.
Hey, save some for Santa, you guys.
The parents look at the Christmas tree.
You know, we picked out this star on our very first wedding anniversary.
How could I forget? It was the Christmas market.
And do you remember what I told you about it?
That it was the shining light that would always guide us home if we ever got lost.
Because finding your way home doesn't always mean you know where you're going. You just have to trust and follow the light.
Well, I think that light is leading me towards some of these cookies.
How are they? Yeah?
This is the best Christmas ever.
Text Merry Christmas from everyone at Guiding Grace.
During our Guiding Grace marathon, up next, Gabriella becomes the chief of a volunteer fire department.
The mother stands in front of a photo of herself at a store. It's filled with Christmas decorations. Title, Following Yonder Star. An employee approaches as she looks at ornaments.
Hey, just so you know, we have a strict you break it, you buy it policy on everything in the store.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll be sure to be careful.
Gabriella. Wow. Look, my mom is a huge Guiding Grace fan. She's going to freak out. Wait. Is this really happening? This isn't a dream.
Well, I certainly hope not, because if so, then I've definitely overslept and I am very late for several appointments.
That's that classic Gabriella banter. Oh,
thanks. My name's actually Abby. You can call me Abby.
You know, I was just watching you make your famous Christmas cookies over there, and now you're here. So, do you make them every year now since the show's been canceled? Or?
You know what? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. So, I've actually never baked Christmas cookies before. Those are from the grocery store.
You've never baked Christmas cookies?
Yep. The man points and smiles.
That's a good one. Oh, you had me going. That's great. Oh, I bet you're the perfect mom off screen, too.
She looks down for a moment.
Hey, listen, I'm happy to sign an autograph for your mom before I go.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks. Actually, since you're here, I do need some advice. My girlfriend and I got into this huge fight, and now she's not talking to me for some reason. So, what would Gabriella say?
Again, not Gabriella, and I was really just reciting lines that other people wrote for me.
Come on, you worked on that show for years. You must have some advice.
You know what? Let me call my writers.
Oh, would you?
Can you engrave this for me?
A star ornament.
Yeah, of course. What's the message?
Always follow the light. Love, A.
You mean G?
I mean A.
Oh.
Abby walks away, answering her phone.
Is that one of your writers?
Hey, Julian.
Abby, hey.
It's been way too long. Brandon's graduation, I think?
Yeah, I can't believe our fictional son is in college. Grow up so fast.
I know.
How you been, Ab?
I'm good. I'm really excited to see you at your aunt's on Christmas Eve. You're never gonna guess what I got you.
Oh, you mean for our yearly Christmas ornament exchange?
You're gonna love this one, I promise.
I bet I will.
Just a heads up about Christmas Eve this year. I've been meaning to tell you.
Oh, right. No, I know. You didn't like the vegan version of the cookies I brought last year. So I've already decided I'm going to bring vegan and regular. Because whether your brother admits it or not, he's lactose intolerant.
I'm getting married, Abby.
She gapes.
What?
We've been together for just about a year now. And
well, actually, we're expecting a baby.
Oh. I'm sorry. I should have told you sooner.
Thank you.
A woman hands Julian a drink.
I gotta be honest. Julian, I'm surprised. I mean, you said you never wanted kids.
Yeah, I didn't think I wanted them either, but, I don't know. Something in me just kind of changed.
Right. That's a plot twist I didn't see coming.
But listen, you are
still more than welcome to come to my aunt's Christmas party. Everyone loves having you there, and, well, I'm sure Veronica wouldn't mind if you came.
Yeah, no, I just thank you. I just don't think that would really be right.
But why not? I always thought that, you know, it was rather evolved of us that you'd still come for Christmas even after the divorce.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, I love your family and the friends we share. Like, I always will, but I just think it would be a mistake to keep this tradition going.
Well, that's too bad, but I do understand. I'll send your Christmas ornament in the mail then.
No, that's okay. I think that's a mistake, too. Anyways, I gotta go. Merry Christmas. All right, bye.
Abby turns to the employee, who who stands up from behind a shelf.
So, what'd your writer say?
That wasn't my writer.
Oh, who was it?
Listen, I'm actually not going to need this anymore.
Oh, well, store policy says that once an engraving order is in the computer, it can't be canceled, so.
But it hasn't even been engraved yet. Can't you just delete it from your computer?
Well, he holds up a tablet.
Computer says, negative.
Please don't make me buy this.
You know what this reminds me of? That time that your son brought home that chimp. Remember when you wanted to return it, but you couldn't because the circus was already out of town?
Right. Sweet. Yeah, just like that. Listen, I'm not Gabriella. I'm Abby. I'm a customer who's just looking for some help at Christmas time. Please, you get it. Right?
Yeah, okay. Of course, I get it. Hey, everyone. Gabriella thinks she can just bend the rules and nobody gets hurt.
I'm sorry. Who's getting hurt? You haven't even done anything to the ornament yet. People make mistakes.
I thought Gabriella fixed mistakes. I didn't think she made them.
What? Okay, you know what? Let me be really clear with you. I'm not Gabriella. Gabriella is a character I played on TV. I'm Abigail Fontaine, a real human being who tries her best but sometimes makes mistakes, like picking out ornaments that me and my ex-husband no longer have use for.
Well, it's store policy, so you can hang it on your tree.
I don't have a tree. I don't make freshly baked cookies. I'm not a wife or a mother. The only correct thing that's come out of your mouth is that I would need writers to give relationship advice because I haven't been on a date in years. Now please cancel my order.
A crowd behind her film on their phones. The employee holds up his phone.
Oops.
Oh.
Abby turns to the crowd behind her.
Merry Christmas.
A man in a suit runs from a house. He approaches Abby in her car.
Where have you been? I've been trying to reach you.
What are you doing here?
Just get in the house. I'll explain inside. Come on. Go.
What? Why? Well, can I get you something to drink?
No, not time for a drink. Listen.
In the kitchen.
Your little incident at the store, okay? The video went viral. America's perfect mom losing her cool over a Christmas ornament.
What? What do you mean?
I mean, they recorded you. Everyone's a paparazzi nowadays. You gotta be careful. Your image is taking a serious hit.
I stood up for myself against a total jerk, and now my whole image is on the line? Guide and Grace ended 2 years ago. When do I get to get off this pedestal and start being me?
Come on, you were Gabriella for 14 seasons. The public's not letting go of you that easy. But don't worry, okay? Once you film the Powderpoint Inn Mysteries, the public's gonna love this new side of Abby Fontaine.
Okay, listen, I'm super flattered the producers cast me. I really am. But that role is just another variation of Gabriella, and I'm not really sure that's what I need right now.
Abby?
What?
You were all in a couple months ago. What's changed?
No, nothing. No, I'm still interested. It's just I feel like maybe I need something new, like a new challenge.
This character isn't going to be a challenge. Come on, your character's got layers.
Oh, because in addition to being a perfect wife and mom, she also solves mysteries?
And don't forget she runs an inn. Come on, you're going to love it. And the producers adore you. At least they did until today.
What? Are they having second thoughts about casting me?
Oh, no. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. They're just nervous. They just want to make sure that you're not a liability, okay? So we're just going to have to do some damage control, create PR opportunities.
Oh, PR?
Charity events, public apology.
A public apology? Really? For not wanting to buy an ornament?
It's not about the ornament, okay? It's about the narrative. You got to control it before it controls you.
Okay, Oliver, please. Love you. Really do. But this feels very inauthentic to me. And it's not who I am.
Oliver paces around the room. He stands by a plant, decorated with ornaments.
So, your bad day today wouldn't have anything to do with your ex-husband's news, would it?
You heard about that?
They're putting out a press release first thing tomorrow.
I gotta get out of LA.
Yeah, running won't help. No matter where you go, there you are, having a on-camera meltdown at a Christmas store.
Meltdown, please.
Abby sits on her couch.
Honestly,
she buries her face in her hands.
I don't think I've ever felt this lost. I need a change.
She looks up to Oliver, who nods.
You know what?
He sits in front of her.
Maybe you're right. Hit the pause button for a couple of days. Clear your head.
Yeah, somewhere like rustic in the mountains where I can just be alone and think.
Oh, you don't mean like a cabin in the middle of nowhere, do you?
If by cabin in the middle of nowhere, you mean five-star resort? The spa? Yes.
Yes, that's more like it. Okay, great. So you're gonna have your Eat, Pray, Love Christmas. Figure things out. I'm gonna send you the script. Read it, research it, and be ready, okay? We start filming at the top of the new year.
Wait, I'm so confused. Are you or are you not worried about me losing this role?
I wouldn't be a very good agent if I let that happen now, would I?
Gotta run. Call you later.
At night.
All gonna roll.
I'm here with the victim of Abby Fontaine's unprovoked attack. I know it's difficult, but can you tell us what happened?
Well, difficult is an understatement, but I'll try.
Abby watches the employee on the news.
She's trying to be helpful, and the next thing you know, she just went crazy. I've always held Abby Fontaine in high regard, but to see her so unhinged, it was unsettling. I don't know how I'll recover.
Thank you. This incident has sparked a social media frenzy with many fans expressing their disappointment. Thanks, Jane. In other news, traffic on the 405 continues to be backed up all the way to downtown.
Booked. Abby grins and closes her laptop. Daytime, people ski at a resort. Abby approaches an employee at a hotel front desk. Her name tag reads Clara.
Hi. Oh, hello. Welcome, Miss Fontaine. I'm Clara. What a surprise to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm checking in.
Oh.
Clara looks to her computer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't see your reservation. Is it under a different name?
What? That's weird. I just booked it online last night. Hang on. I'm going to pull it right up. Here you go.
Abby holds up her phone.
This reservation is for next Christmas.
Next Christmas, yes. You know, I was really distracted when I booked this, so I'm wondering, maybe you just have another room available, something?
With the annual masquerade ball and the Christmas star, we're actually overbooked.
Christmas star? What's that?
It's a beautiful and very rare star set to appear on Christmas Eve. They're calling it the modern-day Star of Bethlehem.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I wish I could help. Most of the hotels in this town are fully booked. But I also work part-time at this lovely little inn that I know as of yesterday had one more room available. The McGuire Inn.
Clara hands Abby a card.
An inn? Yeah, like a B&B.
What it lacks in five-star amenities, it makes up for in rustic charm and wonderful Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I would call and check for you, but yesterday one of the pipes burst and the phone line is dead. But I could call Nick.
No, we're good. We're good. You know what? I think I'm just going to head home.
Yeah. If you don't mind me saying, sometimes an unexpected change in plans can be a blessing, even if it doesn't feel that way at first.
Clara grins. Abby nods.
Noted. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Abby walks away. She takes her phone from her pocket.
Hey.
Hey, just running into a meeting, but
have you seen the news?
No, I've been trying to stay disconnected. What now?
Well, the press is camped outside your house ever since Julian made his big announcement.
Ravenous.
Yeah, ready to add angry ex-wife to their glowing stories about me, I'm sure.
You know, this is all the more reason to stay ahead of it with some PR.
Control the narrative.
Abby looks to a sign that reads, "Join us for the viewing of the Christmas star."
You know what? Maybe this is a sign I'm meant to spend Christmas in Vermont after all. I mean, there's a inn that might have a room available.
Well, that sounds like the perfect spot to be researching your upcoming role as a mystery-solving innkeeper.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dig into that script tonight at the inn.
That's what I like to hear. You focus on that, let me handle the press.
Later, Abby arrives at the McGuire Inn with her luggage. Inside, a man taps a pipe with a wrench. He turns to a woman.
Can't find my hammer.
Oh, no, listen, Miss Eldridge, don't you worry. We are going to look into getting a stocking for your cat.
Oh, Mr. O'Malley.
You're right. Your cat, Mr. O'Malley.
Thank you, Nick.
Miss Eldridge turns to Abby, who waits by the front desk.
Excuse me, have we met?
Nope, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you from Connecticut?
No.
Did you go to Glastonbury High with my daughter?
Mm-mm. No. I think you must be thinking of somebody else.
Oh, strange. Anyway, have a nice day.
You too.
Miss Eldridge walks away. Abby approaches Nick at the front desk.
Oh,
hi.
Welcome to the McGuire Inn. I'm Nick McGuire, the owner. How can I help you?
So I don't have a reservation, but I heard that you have a room available.
Let me see. Oh, yes, you are in luck. We do one room available, and
great.
The plumbing issues are almost resolved.
Great.
Are you here for the planetary conjunction?
The what?
Christmas star. When I'm not doing this, I'm a science teacher.
Part-time inn owner, part-time science teacher?
Well, it's an experiment that I'm still working out, so. Hey, why don't I help you with your luggage?
Sure.
A garland and fake snow fall on Abby.
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't you worry
this
about that.
Abby takes off her glasses. Nick stares at her.
You're Abby Fontaine.
She grins.
Please don't hold it against me.
Never. So why would I hold that against you? It's, if anything, I'd like hold it away from you, you know?
What do you mean? Well, it's really nice to meet you, Nick. Thanks.
You know what? Let me get your luggage here. Right this way. Here's our library. You want to just
he hits his head on a light.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll move that.
Yeah, careful.
He opens the door to her room.
Go. There's that. And, you know what? You still have a little something in your...
He removes fake snow from her hair.
Thank you.
So, you know what? I'm just gonna...
Thank you.
Leave that to you. Okay. here's your key. Breakfast is included. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it. But I would love to offer you dinner on the house tonight to make up for that whole creepy ass.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Honestly, I've had a crazy day.
Oh, okay.
I've got a script to read, so I think I'm just going to lay low.
If you change your mind, though, yep. Rudy in the kitchen makes the meanest shepherd's pie. Here, let me just...
Okay, yep.
She walks past him. Oh. He bumps into art on the wall.
It's all good.
Some things happening here. All right.
She enters her room.
Let me know if you need anything.
Thank you.
I know you can...
He closes her door. At night... Abby paces around her room, reading the script.
Lila stands outside the inn with Mr. Walters, the local art dealer. Mr. Walters, you mentioned you were getting a haircut yesterday when Mrs. Clark's self-portrait went missing. Problem with that is, we all know old man Willie's barbershop is closed on Sundays. And now, thanks to you, so is this case. Now, I should head back inside. My kids need to be tucked in and my cookie timer will be going off any minute.
She closes the binder.
Oh, I thought it was gotta be cookies. I'm hungry.
Nick clears plates in the dining room. Abby walks in.
Oh, this is so cute.
Did you change your mind?
Oh, well, you talk such a big game, so I sort of wanted to see what this shepherd's pie was all about. That is, if it's not too late.
Yeah, no one shepherd's pie coming right up. Here, please have a seat.
Thank you.
She sits at a table as he clears more plates.
You good?
Oh, yeah. I got this. You just... Is that your script?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He leaves the room.
Kitchen's this way.
He returns and walks through another door. Abby startles.
Don't worry about it. Got it.
Okay.
Ready for dessert?
Oh.
I've got Rudy's signature sticky toffee pudding.
Ow. You know, honestly, with my luck today, I thought you were going to offer me homemade Christmas cookies.
Oh, no, you don't strike me as a cookie person.
Oh, you have no idea.
He sets down the dessert. She smiles. He looks around awkwardly.
Oh, do you want to
sit or something?
Okay. I'd love to sit. Thank you. What's the verdict?
Oh, on the food or the script?
Oh, the food first.
Honestly, you undersold it.
Yes. Well, what about the script?
Jury's still out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's the Powder Point Inn mystery, so.
Yeah, it's a new show I'm starting right after Christmas about an innkeeper who solves crimes in a small community.
Oh, I can relate.
Well, yeah. If it's not too much trouble, you know, do you mind if I maybe pick your brain about running an inn? It could really help me bring some authenticity to the part.
Yeah, anytime. I mean, I actually am part of the entertainment industry myself.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I'm the director at the local Christmas pageant at our church.
Well, what made you decide to take on the pageant?
My wife, Natalie. She directed for years, and then when she passed away, a friend took over for a few years, and then she was transferred, so I decided to volunteer despite having zero experience.
Incredible of you to step up and take it on.
It's important for me to keep her legacy alive.
I'm sure she's smiling down from up above.
I know she's smiling right now because she was your biggest fan.
Really?
Really was. She would be just so thrilled to know that you're staying here at the inn.
So. That means a lot. Thank you.
Well, it was that, you know, your character's hopeful spirit that really comforted her, especially at the end.
He nods.
Really? Wow. I'm glad Gabriella could do that for her. You two ran this inn together?
Well, it was her idea. Despite the plumbing issues that I think I have under control,
Let's hope.
I'm kind of starting to sort of get the hang of it, I think.
And how about the pageant? Is that okay?
That's another story. I'm much more comfortable with Bunsen burners than I am with blocking.
Well, you know, I haven't done much directing since theater school, but if you need a sounding board,
I'm around.
Oh, that's awfully kind of you. I might just take you up on that. But honestly, what about you? I see that you're here through Christmas. You have big plans.
Oh, no. Just, lots of research and script reading. Other than that, I'm gonna lay low.
What?
Yeah.
You're laying low in Vermont during Christmas? Come on. We are Christmas.
You don't know, do you?
Know what? I don't know a lot.
Nick!
Miss Eldridge enters the room and stares at Abby.
Nick!
Yeah, I'm right here, Miss Eldridge.
You wouldn't happen to have a portable heater. Mr. Melly's paws are frozen.
Oh, yeah, let's get you that heater, of course.
Miss Eldridge points at Abby.
Wait a minute.
What?
I know where I know you from. You're that woman that had that public meltdown.
No, you are mistaking Abby for someone else. Let's go get that
Abby,
heater.
Abby, exactly. My bridge partner sent me the video. Here, I'm going to show you.
No, that won't be necessary.
She holds up her phone.
Miss Eldridge, that's your calculator. I don't know what video you're talking about, nor do I care, because it's safe to say that meltdowns are part of being a human being, right? I mean, you saw me last week when the water main burst, yeah? I don't think you'd want your most vulnerable moments broadcast to the world, okay?
Abby grins.
Well, that's something I've never had to worry about.
I bet not.
Miss Eldridge turns and walks away.
Let's find that heater for Mr. O'Malley.
Right.
Nick turns to Abby.
Abby, it's really wonderful to have you here. So just please let me know if you need anything, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, my toilet is clogged.
Nick's smile fades. He follows Miss Eldridge. Abby stares ahead, grinning. Daytime. Abby walks along a busy pathway in a town. A sign reads, "Welcome to Pine Ridge." She enters Hildegard's Bakery. Inside by the counter, a woman stares at Abby. Abby looks ahead, awkwardly. The barista approaches.
Right, and I had a peppermint mocha. Happy holidays. Thank you. Hey. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Abby leaves. The woman turns to the barista.
Do you know who that was?
Yeah. It was Abby Fontaine. What do you think brings her to Vermont?
Probably hiding from all that bad press.
What?
You didn't see the video?
The barista shakes her head.
She went shopping and refused to pay for her items. She told the poor salesman she shouldn't have to because she's a celebrity. Yeah, wouldn't even give him an autograph for a sick grandmother. Can you believe it?
Oh, she said all that on camera?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't actually see it, but my hairdresser's mom did.
Mm. Yeah, sad, isn't it? I never would have expected that from her.
You know, just because you play a saint on TV doesn't mean you're one in real life. Mm. Zoe?
Yeah?
That espresso isn't going to make itself.
Oh, right. A double espresso for Mia, please.
Outside.
Mom?
Mia's on the phone.
You will not believe who I just saw. Mrs. Guiding Grace herself, giving coffee at Zoe's. She was fuming. And Zoe asked her to pay for a coffee.
Abby watches Mia walk away. Clara approaches.
Miss Fontaine! It's great to see you again.
Hey, please call me Abby.
Were you able to stay at the inn?
I was, yeah. Thank you so much. I'm actually just heading back there now.
Me too. I'm just dropping this off at the church before I start my shift.
A present.
Can I please let me help?
Abby holds it for her.
Thank you. I think I may have overdone it with the toy drive this year.
They walk together.
Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm just feeling a little overwhelmed. So probably just going to hang out at the inn for the rest of my vacation.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Abby. I saw the news.
And you really still want to talk to me?
Of course. I'm a woman of faith, not a woman of judgment. Besides, those articles are far less concerned with the facts and more concerned with gossip.
Yeah, you and Nick might be the only two people who realize that.
Well, it must be difficult trying to live up to the perfect TV character.
It's so strange. For the longest time, the world just couldn't tell Abby and Gabriella apart until the other day when I had a very human moment after getting some unexpected news. And now it's like, instead of seeing me as too perfect, they look at me like
you let them down.
They stop outside the community center.
You know, years ago, I went through a divorce and everybody and their mother had something to say about it. It was hard, but it taught me that once you accept yourself, what others think won't matter as much.
I really want to let go of what others think of me.
Then my unsolicited advice is to not hide out at the inn. Don't let these busybodies ruin your vacation.
The woman takes the presents from Abby.
Thanks so much for your help, Abby.
They watch children run by.
They're rehearsing for the local Christmas pageant.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go see what's going on in there. But thank you so much for the chat. So helpful.
Anytime. I appreciate it.
Abby waves, then walks toward the community center. Inside, Nick speaks to a child.
Okay, just remember that it's pronounced frankincense, not Frankenstein, okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay, good.
Abby approaches him as children run around the room.
Flip it phones. Over.
Hi.
Hi.
He does a double take at her.
Hi, what?
She smiles.
What are you doing here?
I'm an actress. We naturally gravitate towards stages.
Wow.
Listen, about that video.
No, don't, please. You have nothing to explain. Celebrity gossip's just never been my thing.
Well, I'm definitely going to try not to worry about what people think of me. However, The story they created is very different than what actually happened, okay? Just need to say that.
Okay. I'm sure that it is. And I'm really sorry for whatever it is you're going through.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Of course.
How's the play going?
Oh, looking. It's going. One of my angels just quit because rehearsal's interfering with sledding time.
Oh.
Well, I can't find half my barn animals. But...
Oh, I actually think I saw them roaming around outside.
Oh, great. Yeah. You know, I just...
He flips through a script.
I just want this to be perfect for the kids, but I'm starting to feel like I'm in over my head here.
Well, listen, working with kids can definitely be challenging, but after 14 seasons of working with them, I've learned a few tricks. Okay. Do you mind if I try something?
Please be my guest.
She snaps her fingers. He does the same. The kids start snapping.
Great.
Abby turns to the kids.
Gabriella!
Oh, no, sorry. This is Abby. She's the really talented actress that played Gabriella on TV.
Abby claps. The kids do the same.
Excellent. Check it out.
They all jump in a circle.
Great! Now start the scene.
Okay, come on, guys.
Abby smiles as the kids take their places on stage.
Wow, that actually worked.
Yeah.
You're really good at this.
Thanks. Maybe I could be more than a sounding board for you. You know, pretty flexible over the next week, and you look like you could use a hand, so. Or two.
Or ten.
TikTok. Time is money.
From the top. Action.
The kids perform.
I bring news of great joy. News of great joy that's...
A young girl stares down.
You okay, Luce? You're doing great.
Yeah, I just keep thinking about all the people who are going to be watching me.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. You know what? That's a wrap for today, guys. We'll do the same time tomorrow. Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, do you mind if I... Can I try something?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
yeah?
Sure.
Yeah.
Nick watches Abby walk over to Lucy.
You know something? I get nervous all the time when I act.
But you never look nervous.
That doesn't mean I don't feel nervous.
Do you ever forget your lines?
Of course I do. But I just remind myself that it's okay to make a mistake because it's not about being perfect. It's about believing in ourselves and doing our best no matter what.
Maybe you can be an angel in the play too. So that way you could be next to me in case I get nervous.
Sweetie, that's a wonderful idea, but Abby's just a guest at the end. She's here on vacation, so it's...
Listen, I'll tell you what. How about we make a secret signal? And that way, if you get nervous, you can just look for me in the audience.
So what's our secret signal?
Okay, how about I put my hands on my heart like this? And that way, you know that even though I'm not on stage with you, I'm still there with you.
Like how my mom isn't here anymore, but she's still with me? Right, Dad?
That's right, sweetie. Why don't we get our coats?
Lucy nods, then walks away. Abby turns to Nick. He leaves. Abby stares ahead and blinks. At the community center, Nick helps Lucy don a coat.
You did so great today.
Okay, I'll just be up there.
Abby approaches.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Hey. Listen, I hope I didn't overstep. I didn't realize that Lucy was your daughter.
Are you kidding me? No, thank you so much for being kind to her.
She's a great kid.
Yeah. Are you sure you want to help out directing?
Well, yeah, if it'd help, I'd love
You're
to.
You're hired.
Hi, Nick.
Nick turns.
Mia.
He glances back at Abby.
Mia, Abby, Mia. Mia's daughter is one of our sheep. And Abby's staying at the inn. She's also helping out with the pageants.
We're so excited to see this year's pageant. The whole town's talking about it.
Oh, thank you. The kids are working really hard. And Jen's just knocking it out of the park.
Anyway, I wanted to see if you're coming to this year's Christmas Masquerade Ball. I have an extra ticket.
Oh, well, I already sent my donation, but no, I'm not this year. I got so much going on, unfortunately.
All the single ladies will be disappointed. But you are so sweet for making a donation.
She puts her hand on his shoulder. He backs away. A young girl hugs Mia.
Oh, there she is. Good job today, Jen.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Mia.
Abby?
Mia leaves. Yeah. Lucy returns.
Are you going to come with us to get hot cider?
Oh! It's really good cider.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Outside, they buy cider from a stand.
This is great apple cider.
Right?
Yeah.
The apples are grown here in our orchards.
Mm. Yeah, we are pretty spoiled when it comes to anything apples. Yeah. Pie, cider, bobbing.
Look, Dad, Bryce and Eloise are decorating wreaths. Can I go?
Of course you can.
Lucy runs off.
Oh, as I'm sure you noticed, we are way behind on our Christmas decorations at the inn.
Mm. Well, do you need a hand?
Mm. Do I?
Well, let's go make some wreaths.
Together?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So as a science teacher, I'd imagine you're pretty excited about this Christmas star.
Oh, yeah. You know what, though? Fun fact. It's not actually a star. It's called a planetary conjunction. It's when you have two astronomical objects aligned together to appear as one in the sky from Earth's perspective.
Hmm. Then why are they calling it the modern-day star of Bethlehem?
That's a good question. Because Jupiter and Saturn align roughly every 20 years, right? So some believe that it's this very planetary conjunction that the wise men were referring to as the Star of Bethlehem.
Well, do you think maybe there's something deeper going on since it's happening on Christmas Eve?
I've never really thought about that.
Yeah. Well, planetary conjunction or not, the star appeared to the wise men exactly when they needed it. So I'm thinking that since the star is appearing on Christmas Eve, it's a sign for those of us who need hope right now. You know, maybe just a way to feel a little less lost.
Nick nods.
That's beautiful, actually. Working on this pageant has really been a good reminder to check in on my faith. You know, I mean, I still believe, of course, but prayer hasn't come as easy.
Yeah. I used to wish that my faith came as easily as Gabriella's. I mean, she was always so certain with all the answers.
Yeah.
But I recently realized that you don't have to be certain to pray. You just need to start a conversation with God.
Nick grins and nods.
Well, for what it's worth, Gabriella's not the only one with good advice. Abby's pretty spot on, too.
Abby smiles. At the McGuire Inn, Nick hangs up stockings in the lobby.
Wow.
Abby joins.
Things are really coming along.
Clara.
It was all Nick.
Well.
Looks like stepping into a Guiding Grace Christmas special.
Oh, thank you. Still got to finish the lights, the tree, the garland, but got to start somewhere.
Well, I just finished reading my script, if you want any help.
Oh, you have already done so much.
He points to Harith.
No, go relax. You're our guest. Please, please.
Yeah, a guest who has to research what it's like being an innkeeper, so you'd actually be doing me a favor.
Oh, that's right. Ornaments are in the box.
Great.
Lucy.
I found it!
What? Oh, yeah.
Lucy takes a doll from a box.
Natalie bought Lucy this Shepherd on the Search doll a few years ago, and every night he goes on a journey, and in the morning, Lucy finds him on his way to the manger.
Hmm. That sounds like a beautiful tradition you had with your mom.
Yeah, it was pretty much my favorite.
Aw. What are your Christmas traditions, Abby?
Well, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Mm. I don't know, maybe it's time for some new Christmas traditions.
Come on, Abby, let's go decorate the tree.
Lucy helps Abby hang ornaments from the tree.
Yeah.
Clara speaks to Nick.
Right.
He walks over to Abby, holding ornaments. She smiles. Nick dances with Lucy.
All right.
Come on, Abby.
Did you make that one?
Nick points to an ornament.
Did you?
They all dance.
Okay.
All right. Oh, look, it's one you made.
Abby holds up a dented ornament.
Oh, yeah. Well, are you sure you got this?
Employees dance.
Yes.
What's going on with your hair?
She reaches for his hair. He barks. She smiles. Lucy smiles up at Nick. Lucy tops the tree with a star. Nick to his employees.
There you are. Merry Christmas, huh?
Later, Abby and Nick stand alone.
The most I've decorated in the past few years has been a houseplant.
Oh, sure.
This has been really fun.
Lucy runs downstairs and joins.
Dad!
Yeah?
I'm having a fashion emergency.
Uh-oh.
I can't choose.
Oh. Lucy's aunt's taking her to the Nutcracker tonight.
Oh, fun.
But which one should I wear?
Dresses.
This one has Christmas Wonderland vibes.
Oh, yes.
And this one's more Snowflake Princess.
Oh, yeah. Well, it... First off, you're going to look great in either one of them. And that one is, well...
Here, hopeless. Okay. Abby, can you help me?
Okay, so I love them both, but I think Snowflake Princess is going to make you feel extra special.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And I just need to figure out my hair.
Oh, I'll help you braid it. No problem.
Thanks, Dad, but I'll figure something out.
Okay.
I can help if you'd like.
Really?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Come on, then.
Is that right?
Please, no. Yeah, go. I can't, obviously.
Abby braids Lucy's hair.
Where'd you learn how to do hair so well?
Well, when I first started acting, I used to have to do my own hair and makeup. But before that, I used to watch my mom do hers, and I would try to copy her.
Is your mom still alive?
No, she's not. But what helps me is remembering the fun times that we had together. I bet you have a lot of great memories of your mom, too.
Lucy looks down.
One Christmas Eve, we were supposed to go caroling. Then a snowstorm hit. My mom said we shouldn't let the snow ruin our plans. So we built a fort in the living room with all the blankets and pillows we could find. Then made hot cocoa with marshmallows and sat in the fort singing Christmas carols together.
Aww.
It was even better than real caroling.
She sounds like she was a great mom.
She was the best.
Lucy looks in the mirror in front of her. Abby looks to the mirror and grins.
Okay, all done. Do you like it?
I love it. Thank you, Abby.
You're welcome.
Dad!
Lucy stands and runs off. Abby smiles, watching her go. She faces forward and stares ahead. Zoe.
So over Dad's night off, do you have any big plans?
We'll see. I kind of want to just
Nick.
Lay low.
Oh my goodness, what a squandered opportunity.
Lucy.
Hi, Aunt Zoe.
Hi, sweetheart.
Do I look like a snowflake princess?
You definitely do. You look beautiful.
Abby.
Zoe from the bakery, right?
Zoe stares at Abby.
What?
Nick looks to Zoe.
How exactly do you all know each other?
Abby is a guest here, and she was kind enough to help Lucy get ready tonight.
Oh, what a generous guest. Mm-hmm.
Zoe raises her eyebrows.
This is my sister-in-law, Zoe, Natalie's sister.
Ah.
Abby nods. Zoe smiles.
Okay. Anyways, it's late. I'm kind of hungry, so I'm going to... You have fun in the Nutcracker, and I'll see you later.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Zoe tilts her head.
Okay.
Zoe turns to Lucy.
So, you're ready?
Yep.
Okay.
I just need to grab my jacket, actually.
Yeah, you know where it is?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lucy runs off.
So cute.
Nick turns to Zoe.
You could have been a little nicer.
I'm sorry, but can you blame me for being a little caught off guard to see Abby Fontaine with my niece? Have you seen her scandal?
You know, I don't care about that kind of stuff. And honestly, she's one of the most kind, down-to-earth people I've ever met, so.
Oh, what? You've known her for 3 whole days? Yeah. Come on, Nick. Have to be careful. You can't let Lucy get too attached. She can't take another loss.
I hear you, but you have nothing to worry about, okay? Lucy knows that Abby's gone after Christmas, and in the meantime, if hanging out with Abby makes Lucy happy, I'm not sure what the problem is.
I just don't want Lucy to get hurt.
I promise you, you have nothing to worry about.
Ready?
Great!
They both smile at Lucy. Later, Abby sits on her bed in her room. A decorated Christmas tree stands nearby. She looks to a star decoration on her windowsill. She closes her eyes.
Solid light.
Downstairs, Nick reads Dunce's Guide to Being an Innkeeper. Abby approaches him.
What you reading?
Oh, hi. Wow.
He stands by the stockings. He knocks one over.
Whoa.
Abby startles.
Sorry.
Yeah.
He puts it back.
You have plans tonight?
Well, I was sort of hoping to do something Christmassy.
Oh.
Have any ideas?
Sure. Well, there's the lights down on Maple Street. They're beautiful. They're building gingerbread houses in Town Square, which is so fun. You can check out the caroling next to the bakeries.
Oh, speaking of which, is it me, or was that sort of awkward earlier?
I'm sorry about that. Zoe is the best, really, but she's also extra protective of Lucy.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally understand.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't overstep.
Are you kidding? No. Lucy could not have been happier. I mean, if I was on hair and dress duty, I might have sent her in jeans and a perm.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
Yeah. Oops, but what were you thinking tonight?
Well, I was sort of hoping that maybe we could check out some of that beautiful Vermont nature you were telling me about.
Nick stares at Abby.
Or not. I mean, I have a thousand things to do, so I've got to wash my hair.
We could do. Yeah.
Abby smiles.
I'm going to make a call. And you bundle up. I'll meet you back here in 20.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Later, they sit in a sleigh pulled by horses.
Okay, you really outdid yourself here, because I would have settled for a brisk walk.
As the owner of an inn, I find it important to satisfy my guests' needs, requests.
All right. Well, I'll remember that for when I'm getting into character.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Watch your step.
Nick helps Abby down from the sleigh.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you.
The driver dressed as Santa waves.
Enjoy, guys. All right, it's this way. See over here?
Where are we going?
Right through here.
They walk down a path. They approach a fire pit.
This is so cute. Right.
Okay, come here. We gotta sit. Okay. Okay, come on. Okay.
They walk up to a nearby telescope.
Look in there.
Okay.
All right? Okay. You see that big cluster of stars?
I don't see anything.
What?
Oh. Nick takes off a lens cap.
Ah.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, okay. Look again. Big cluster of green stars.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like a Christmas tree.
Exactly, yeah. So that's part of the constellation Monoceros. And, well, it always just gets me in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Abby turns to Nick.
Have you always lived in Vermont?
My whole life, born and raised.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you've always been interested in science?
Who is it?
He stares, then smiles.
Yeah, no, I was the kid who, here, actually, sit, please.
Thank you.
You park it over there, just a blanket if you need it.
They sit by the fire.
I was the kid who, you know, wanted to be the astronaut, but once I got my first experience teaching, everything changed. It's just something rewarding about working with kids, you know. But what about you? Has LA always been home? Do you want
Yes,
hot
please.
Cocoa?
Yeah.
He fills mugs.
Yeah, technically, born and raised, but lately I don't really know where home is.
Yeah, house and home aren't always the same.
No.
Marshmallows?
Please, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
He hands her a mug. They clink them. She drinks.
Well, for the longest time, the set of Guiding Grace felt like home because I spent so much time there.
No, yeah, I bet.
And it's like my TV family started to feel like a real family. And then I married Julian.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it was incredible because my fictional life had actually become a reality, and it was sort of hard to let all that go.
Why didn't it work out?
Well, a week ago I would have told you it's because I wanted a family and he didn't.
And now?
And now? We were under so much pressure.
Mm.
Like, I sort of took on the role of the all-knowing, supportive wife that had all the answers, and he was the doting husband that always deferred to me. And while that works really well in a TV show, it doesn't work so well in reality.
Sure, it was difficult to separate professional and personal.
Yeah, it's almost like we didn't know where our characters ended and we began.
Imagine that made the divorce difficult.
Yeah, in some ways, but we were amicable. Yeah. I even go to his aunt's every year for Christmas.
Well, what changed this year?
Well, you really don't read entertainment news, do you?
No.
Well, I just recently found out that he's engaged and is expecting a baby.
Oh, wow. Talk about a plot twist.
Yeah. I think there was a time when I held out hope for reconciliation, but what I really wanted was familiarity and family, because I just really hate coming home to an empty house.
I get that. When Natalie passed, it was, the inn just became a shell of what it once was.
I'm sorry, Nick. Your loss is so much greater than mine.
No, I don't think loss is something to be
compared. Is, you know, I mean, Julian didn't die, but your dream of having a family did. And that didn't come out right. I'm sorry. I think what I was trying to say is. I think you're going to get your second chance at love.
They stare into each other's eyes. Abby grins.
Pretty cool, huh?
Amazing.
So soft.
Abby and Nick step off the sleigh at the community center.
Exactly what I needed.
Being in nature has a way of clearing my head.
He helps her down.
This is such a magical place.
Can't write this stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Dad, Abby!
Oh. Lucy and Zoe approach.
Hi. What? How was the Nutcracker?
It was so good.
Yeah?
And one of the ballerinas even told me she loved my dress.
Of course she did.
Sorry, what are you two doing out here?
I was just showing Abby around town.
Zoe nods.
By sleigh?
Yeah.
Nick bends down to Lucy.
You know what? Hey, would you go tell Abby all about the play? I'm going to have a little chat with Aunt Zoe, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Here, take your popcorn.
Okay.
Abby walks away with Lucy.
Okay, so first...
Zoe stares at Nick.
What? What is going on? All Lucy talked about tonight was Abby.
She grew up watching Abby on TV. Of course she's going to be excited. But she knows that she's only here on vacation. She's okay with that.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm just...
A boy approaches Lucy.
Hey, Lucy. Hey. Come look at the snow angel I just made.
Okay. Okay. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye.
Lucy walks away with the boy and a girl.
I'm just trying to... Be
a... Listen, I'm just a little concerned and a little shocked, honestly. The pageant was Natalie's legacy. How is a celebrity who's wrapped up in some scandal gonna help to preserve them?
Nick darts his eyes to Abby, who approaches. Zoe turns to her.
Honestly, if I were you, I'd probably feel the exact same way.
No, I
didn't mean for you to hear that. This is all just a lot to process.
No, I get it. I mean, I'm just trying to help Nick and the kids, but if I'm in a way...
No, would... oh, no.
It's just the last I heard. I thought you were going to stay in. Some time to yourself.
Oh, no, that's my fault. I asked him to show me.
Lucy returns with her friends.
What?
We just rehearsed our lines and didn't mess up.
Oh. Yeah. Now we just got to get it right on stage.
Yeah. Well, I've been off book for weeks.
Yeah.
You're going to be great on stage because if you can do it here, you can do it there.
Zoe grins at Nick.
Aunt Zoe?
Yes, sweetheart?
Are you going to come watch my scene tomorrow?
Mean a lot to me. And Luce.
The children look up to Zoe.
Yes, I would love to come and check it out. I guess that means I'll see you all tomorrow then.
Good.
Abby nods.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Zoe walks away.
Night.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Okay, tell me all about it.
Okay,
all right.
Let's go.
Can we get a pretzel?
Yeah, of course we can get a pretzel.
I called dibs.
Okay.
Nick leaves with the kids. Abby hangs back. He turns to her and motions to follow. Later, at the inn.
Why don't you go look for the shepherd and get your PJs on, okay, sweetie?
Okay, Dad. Good night, Abby.
Good night, Princess.
Lucy walks upstairs.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Oh. Me too.
Yeah,
I should get to bed too.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, Abby.
Abby also walks upstairs. Nick watches her go, then nods. Soon, Abby sits in front of her mirror, staring at her reflection. Daytime at the community center, Abby and Nick walk past racks full of clothes.
This is nicer than what you'd find on most Hollywood sets.
Well, thank you. Natalie had a dear friend who was a big Broadway producer, and a few years back donated a bunch of wardrobe that they weren't using anymore. So.
Yeah? That's incredible.
We got pretty lucky. We got Chicago, Grease, My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my favorite musical.
I love My Fair Lady.
A girl appears from behind clothes.
You know the musical My Fair Lady?
Of course. Originally starring Julie Andrews and later played by Audrey Hepburn in the film adaptation.
Nick and Abby share a glance.
What? I take my profession very serious.
You see that?
Now, shall we get on with it?
We shall.
He closes the clothes on the girl.
You're right.
Later by the stage.
Okay, Bryce, remember, buddy, when Joseph and Mary ask to come in, you tell them that they can't, okay? Got it?
Got it.
Got it. Great. Okay, here we go.
Great, let's run the scene.
And... action.
Kids walk across the stage.
Knock, knock. My wife is with child and we need some more stay. Can you let us in?
Oh, of course.
Whoa,
okay, okay, let's cut.
Bryce, buddy, we just talked about this. When they ask to come in, you say they can't.
I know, but that just seems so mean.
Oh, well.
You know what? You're right. That was unkind.
If I don't let them in, won't people watching think... I mean, too.
Zoe joins.
You don't have to worry about that, because what we're doing here is we're showing people what it feels like when we're unkind. That way, when they have the opportunity to make someone feel welcome and included, that's exactly what they'll do.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, excellent.
The girl approaches and raises her hand.
Yes, Eloise.
I'm having trouble connecting with my character because Mary's about to be a mom and I've never been a mom.
Right, okay, so that's very insightful, Eloise. Have you ever taken care of anything in your life? Or
my little sister, Emery.
Yeah? Okay, and I'm sure you love her very much. Excellent. Now, if you could just imagine that feeling of loving her and wanting to protect her, that's what a mother feels, but even more so.
Okay, I can work with that.
Abby smiles.
You really are a professional.
Eloise's smile fades as she stares at Nick. He shrugs. He looks to Abby, who also shrugs.
Okay, we're good there. How about we move on to the angel scene, okay?
Lucy.
Abby?
Yes?
Which wings would you wear?
Oh, that's a tough call. I love them both. Which ones would you choose?
I can't decide. I thought you'd know because my mom always said you gave the very best advice.
Lucy holds white wings and silver wings.
I'm gonna...
Yeah.
She looks to Nick, then stands and approaches Lucy.
Okay, so which ones do you think your mother would have chosen?
Lucy holds up the white angel wings.
These ones for sure.
Okay, then let's go with those.
Okay.
Zoe watches from the back of the room and smiles. She approaches Nick, who also grins as he watches.
Hi.
Hi.
You're doing great.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So is your friend Abby.
Thanks, Zoe.
Abby helps Lucy don the wings. She gives Lucy two thumbs up.
I'm gonna grab some ingredients for later. We'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, we'll see you back.
Bye. Zoe waves as she leaves.
Hi, Zoe.
Later, Nick and Zoe return to the inn, holding bags.
Yes, Miss Eldridge, warm milk on its way.
Abby spots them.
Oh!
Hi.
Let me help you with that.
Oh, thank you, Abby.
Yeah. What's all this for?
Zoe has graciously offered to host a cooking decorating class for our guests. So.
Oh, cookies.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Although I thought we'd be doing the baking of the baked goods at the bakery.
Oh, what's the fun in that?
What's so fun, as long as our plumbing holds.
Okay, okay. So the truth is, I was actually hoping to spend some time with you, Abby.
Ooh-ha.
Abby gapes.
You ready to get your cookie on?
Okay. Okay, so full disclosure, I've never made a cookie in my life.
You're going to be great. Okay, listen, I'll do the wet ingredients, you do the dry ones.
Okay.
Zoe and Abby bake cookies in the kitchen. Zoe turns to Abby.
I'm really sorry about last night. I only want what's best for my niece and for Nick, and sometimes that keeps me from giving someone a fair chance. Just my sister was my favorite person in the world. I think about her all the time.
Yeah. I mean, we all want what's best for the people we love, so I get it.
Your show just brought my sister so much joy. Near the end, we watched it together, and at first, I rolled my eyes, but that changed to tears pretty quick.
Abby grins at Zoe.
Really? Yeah. Just gave Natalie and maybe even me a little hope when we needed it most.
Abby's eyes well with tears.
Okay, don't let this tough exterior fool you, but I'm actually quite a softie. But don't tell anyone. I'm a flaunt.
Abby wipes her eye.
I'm just glad the show could bring you guys some hope. Sorry.
Abby wipes away a tear.
It wasn't just the show, it was you.
No. I just recited the lines and Reddit wrote for me, so.
Nobody told you what to say to those kids in rehearsal.
Abby nods.
You got this.
She hugs Zoe.
Okay.
Yeah, enough of that.
Do you know how to crack an egg?
Oh, please. Do I know how to crack an egg?
Abby cracks an egg with one hand. Zoe gapes.
Season 4, episode 7. She worked in a soup kitchen.
Later, everybody decorates cookies together.
Wow, look at these. Holy moly, they look so delicious.
Nick looks to Abby's cookie.
Except your decorating skills are a little suspect. Oh.
Says you, what is this, a pepperoni pizza? Oh,
this is clearly a Christmas tree with big red ornaments.
They look to Clara's angel cookie.
Wow, Clara, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Whatever. Clara's pretty much good at everything.
That's true.
They all smile.
How long have you two known each other?
Oh, gosh. Clara's been a source of wisdom for me since I was Lucy's age, actually.
That's a flattering way of saying I was a Sunday school teacher.
That too. Honestly, the best person you'll ever meet.
Aww.
Hands down. For real.
When I took over the inn, she cut back on her hours at her job at the big fancy resort to come help me out. And let's just say I can't pay her close with her.
Well, honestly, if it weren't for Clara, I'd either be home alone in L.A. or holed up in my room, so.
Well, thank goodness that neither one of those things happened.
Yeah, amen.
Later, Nick looks at Abby's tub. She stands nearby in a bathrobe.
I'm not sure what's wrong with this thing. Last week it was working perfectly. The whole fixture's brand new. I installed it myself.
You know what? I can just take a shower.
Oh, no. It just needs a little adjusting.
That looks like a lot of wrench.
Oh, trust me, I know.
He tightens the bolts with a large wrench. The fixture falls apart.
Yeah. I see that.
It's, maybe time to call a professional. Okay, yeah.
He stands, stepping over the fixture.
He'll be soaking in bliss in no time. I'm just going to make a quick call.
He takes out his phone.
I know it, guys. Randy, how's my favorite plumber, huh? Yeah, Nick McGuire down here at the inn. Hey, I got a little situation I could use your help with. Well, next Tuesday.
No. Abby gapes.
No. This is kind of a right now sort of thing.
She walks over to the tub.
What? Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yep. Let me know if something changes. Okay.
He lowers his phone and shuts his eyes. He turns to Abby.
Let me take another look.
She's repaired the fixture.
Season 12, episode 6, Gabriella helps with wells in Africa. It was a two-parter.
Nick gapes.
I must have missed it.
He walks away. She turns on the faucet. He returns.
Hey, what does Gabrielle know about boilers?
Nighttime. Abby approaches Nick at the front desk.
Thank you. We will be there.
Right. Yeah. What a soak. I feel great. Ooh. All right. What's on the menu tonight?
After all your hard work today, we're going out.
You and me?
You and me.
She smiles.
Oh, where are we going?
It's a surprise. Are you in?
Yeah. I love surprises. I'm definitely in.
Great. I'm just going to go change into my tuxedo, and we'll head out.
Nick and Abby run through the community center. Nick wears a tuxedo.
Come on. What are we doing here?
Just come on. Just trust me, okay?
Oh, yeah. With the bathtub?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you wait. Please.
He searches through clothes on a rack. He walks to her, holding up a white dress. She walks up to him and touches the dress.
The My Fair Lady gown?
For you to wear to the masquerade ball. Tonight.
But I thought you weren't going.
I didn't have the right date.
She smiles. She looks to the dress, then back up to Nick. He holds out his hand. She takes it. Later, Nick stands with his back turned to Abby. He touches his chest. She approaches, wearing the dress. He turns to her. She looks down at the dress, then smiles up at him. He stares with wide eyes.
Well?
He nods and smiles.
That'll work.
She beams. Abby and Nick arrive at the masquerade ball.
Oh, I feel like I'm in a fairy tale.
People dance and mingle.
I feel like the luckiest man on the planet having you on my arm.
I don't remember the last time I did this. It's been a long time.
Well, needless to say, neither have I. Hey, Abby,
They wear masks. They turn to each other.
I'm just really happy you're here.
Me too.
Is that Nick McGuire?
Mia approaches.
Yeah, guilty as charged.
You made it after all.
Yeah.
She looks to Abby.
And who's this?
Hi, Mia, it's Abby. We met at the rehearsal.
Well, I suppose this is the perfect event for you. Wearing a mask and hiding from all that nasty gossip.
Well, Mia, you don't even know.
Nick, it's cool. I got this. Listen, Mia.
Abby takes off her mask.
When I overheard you talking negatively about me at the bakery, I felt really hurt. But your words actually helped me realize who I am and who I'm not. And I am not the person that I play on TV or the person they portray on social media. I have flaws. We all do. But I'm kind. And I care about others.
Mia stares.
You should try it sometime.
She looks away, then glances back.
That was a private conversation.
She raises her mask.
If you'll excuse me.
Then walks away.
You're excused.
I guess you gave her something to think about.
Yeah, I hope so. And now we dance.
No, I don't dance.
Oh, you do now.
No, I don't. Not
yes, with everyone.
Really? What about your mask?
Abby shrugs.
I don't need it anymore.
Nick removes his mask.
Neither do I.
She nods. They set their masks on a nearby table. He takes her hand, then places the other on her back. I made up my mind. They dance together, surrounded by other couples. He spins her. They continue to dance, staring into each other's eyes. I'm gonna find the love.
Wow, you're really good at this.
Season 7, episode 8, Gabrielle won a ballroom dancing competition.
I knew you were gonna win. You know, I'm thinking a lot about what you said about it being a sign of hope that the star is appearing on Christmas Eve. And,
he spins her again.
I'm starting to think that you were right.
Yeah? Why is that?
I don't know. I guess because everything in my life is feeling a lot more hopeful.
She looks away for a moment, smiling.
You know, before I came here, I actually prayed for hope.
Really? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Were your prayers answered?
Yeah.
She nods.
But not how expected.
How so?
Well, it's just that my life has changed a lot.
Yeah?
In such a short amount of time. The pageant, working with the kids.
Yeah.
Especially Lucy. Meeting you.
Having you here has been exactly what everyone needed. It's just selfishly, I just want it to end.
Well, you know, I was actually thinking that maybe I could stay a few days past Christmas.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to be home for the new year for filming, but...
Yeah, of course, filming.
Definitely better than nothing.
She smiles up at Nick.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think.
She takes a couple steps back, then spins herself into his arms. He dips her.
I think that sounds pretty wonderful.
They smile at each other. They stare into each other's eyes. He spins her again. She laughs.
I made up my mind. I took the time and I opened my eyes.
They dance, holding each other close.
This dear darling, I'm gonna find the love.
At the inn, he takes her coat.
Wow. Now that was one of the most magical nights of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What made it so magical?
Well, for the first time in a long time, I just got to be me. Felt really good.
They lean in for a kiss. Miss Eldridge stands on the balcony.
Nick?
Yeah?
Where would I find a spare toothbrush? Mr. O'Malley's breath stinks.
It's for your amenities in the kitchen, Miss Eldridge.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to ruin the romantic moment.
No, you didn't. That's okay. We were just saying goodnight. Yeah, you're good.
Yep. Good night.
Underneath the mistletoe, no less.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I'll leave you two lovebirds to it.
Nick and Abby slowly look up. Miss Eldridge watches them from the balcony.
You look like a princess.
Abby smiles.
Thanks.
Miss Eldridge walks away. Nick and Abby turn to each other.
I'd have to agree.
She grins. They lean in for a kiss. They pull away.
Oh, that's it's my agent.
Oh, gosh.
No, I can get this later.
You
sure? I'll call him back.
Yeah?
For sure, 100%.
Okay.
Where were we?
Somewhere...
They lean in.
Dad!
What?
Lucy approaches in her pajamas.
What are you doing up? Where's Zoe?
We were both asleep in my bed, but then I had a nightmare about a really mean snowman, and I didn't want to wake her up, so I came to see if you were home.
Oh, sweet, come here. We'll get you back to bed.
Nick picks up Lucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Abby looks to her phone.
It's all over again, so I should take it anyway.
He winks to her.
Good night, Abby.
Good night.
She smiles back. Nick walks away with Lucy. Abby watches them go, clutching her phone. Soon, she sits on her bed.
Hey, Oliver, what's up?
He drives in LA traffic.
How's my favorite star holding up?
Honestly, I'd say I'm more than holding up. Vermont has been exactly what I needed.
What I like to hear. So tell me, Have you been immersing yourself in the life of a future innkeeper?
Yeah. I'd say I'm absolutely immersing myself in him. Her, the Delilah, the character.
Great, because here's the deal. We get our final screen test on the 26th.
What? Screen test? I thought I already had the part.
You did, till the headlines made him jittery. You know how it is. Hollywood, a heartbeat away from a panic attack. It's just a final dance to calm the suits.
No, but the 26th?
It's just, Oliver, I'm helping
to direct the community Christmas Eve pageant up here, and I was hoping to stay for a few extra days.
Oh, you're directing a local pageant. Tomorrow?
Well, I'm co-directing, actually, and I have to be honest, I have never felt more alive. Directing those kids has just made me feel...
Yeah, that's beautiful, really. No, it is, but you need to be back on the 25th.
You know, the day after tomorrow?
Look, I didn't want to rattle you, but producers started sniffing around another actress during all the negative press.
Look, Oliver, maybe this just isn't meant to be.
No, it definitely is. Because if you're not back here on the 26th, then this whole deal falls apart. I'll just email you your ticket, okay?
Abby stares off. Oliver takes off his glasses.
Abby, you can't hide forever.
She nods.
Don't flush your career away.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You're right. I'll leave on the 25th.
Great. And break a leg with that whole kid thing. Sounds like a great news story. Love ya.
Oliver smiles and nods. His face falls after he hangs up. A tear rolls down Abby's cheek. Nick walks through the lobby of the inn. He turns off the lights. He passes the fireplace, where the stockings hang from the mantle. He stops by the Christmas tree. He looks at an ornament, which is the photo of his late wife with Lucy. He holds it for a moment. He lets go, then turns away.
God, I need your help right now. I'm feeling a little lost. I never thought I was going to feel for someone else. But Abby has brought us so much joy that I wasn't sure I was going to feel again. I'm so grateful, even if it's temporary. So whatever your will, just... please help me do right by Natalie and Lucy and help. Just help guide me to do the right choice.
He nods.
I've been walking through the dark a long time. I could really use some light.
He tears up, then walks away. Daytime. Nick and Zoe stand in the church. They watch Abby and Lucy by the pageant set.
They really are two peas in a pod.
I'm telling you, Lucy just lights up when she's around Abby.
So do you. Nick, I can't tell you how much it fills my heart to see you both doing so much better.
Thank you.
And I really, really like Abby.
Right?
But how's this gonna work?
Yeah, I know. I get it. Her whole life's in LA, but there's just something that won't let me give up hope.
That's a really sweet sentiment.
Abby and Lucy hold hands and smile.
Just how can you be certain she's not going to break your heart?
I can't be. I can't. But sometimes happiness is worth taking a risk, even if it's scary.
Eloise approaches.
Mr. McGuire?
Yes, sweetie?
I'm not trying to be a diva, but are there any snacks? I'm quite peckish.
You're not being a diva at all. No, you are a hardworking actor who needs to fuel up for tonight's performance.
Well, do cookies count as fuel?
On Christmas Eve, absolutely.
You know what, Brad and I ran over to the bakery. I'll grab some stuff for everybody.
I could use some fresh air. I'm going to come with you.
Soon, Nick and Zoe approach the bakery. A crowd outside film and take photos.
What? Excuse us. What's going on?
I have no idea.
Oh, you guys here to cover the star?
I mean, Abby Fontaine hasn't really been considered a star in a while.
Nick glances at Zoe, then back to the crowd. Nick and Zoe speak to people outside the bakery.
Wait, you're here for Abby?
She's entitled to her privacy. She doesn't want you guys here.
If she doesn't want us here, then why did she invite us?
I'm sorry, Abby wouldn't have done that.
I hate to break it to you, buddy, but she would. And She did.
It makes no sense. Why would she want you here?
To cover a children's play that she's directing? It's obviously some desperate PR move.
Zoe shakes her head.
Hey, look, I know this may be shocking to you, but in our world, a celeb tipping us off to their location for good press is a daily occurrence.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say she tipped you off?
And now she'll act all surprised when we show up, like we just happened to catch her in this beautiful moment of charity.
Zoe frowns.
You can't be that surprised, can you? They're actors. They know how to act.
Nick leaves.
Excuse me, I'm out of here.
Okay,
I'll meet you back there right away. Follow me.
Excuse me. You too.
In the church, Abby sits in a pew and directs.
Okay, great. Now just move a little to your left.
A kid holds flowers.
Your other left. Okay, your left hand makes an L, so if you want to just...
Hi. Nick sits beside her.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, everyone, it's almost showtime, so let's get those costumes on, and we'll meet you backstage.
All right.
She turns to Nick.
Typically okay?
Yep. Why don't we go outside?
Soon, he opens the door. They step outside.
What's going on?
Oh.
They walk down the front steps.
Think you know?
Oh.
She turns to him.
Is this about the donkey not wearing his ears? Look, I know it looks better with them on, but they were itchy, and so I told him it was fine. Should have run that by you, sorry.
I thought you wanted to get away from the cameras, not get in front of them to secure some role.
I meant to tell you about that, but I only decided on it last night when Oliver called.
She looks down.
I just thought I had the role locked in, and I don't, so...
You didn't think how this would affect the pageant?
I don't see how it would.
Ah, okay. Got it.
How do you even know about this? The only other person that knows is my agent.
In the press? I ran into him at the bakery.
What? Abby. Why would the press be at the bakery?
What are you guys doing here? How did you even know where I was?
We're here to see about the amazing charity work you're doing with the kids.
Very impressive, Abby. Can you tell us what inspired you to give up your vacation to volunteer your time? We heard there's no director and you stepped in to save the show.
Well, I guess you got what you came here for.
No, Nick, hold. Can you guys just please give me a minute? Nick, wait. I promise I don't know any. I'm so confused. I have no idea what's happening.
You knew how much this pageant meant to me.
She stares up at him.
This was Natalie's legacy.
Nick, please, you have to believe me. This is the furthest thing from what I wanted.
I want to believe you. I do. You are an incredible actor. And right now, I don't know if I'm your friend or just another viewer. So I don't think it's a good idea for you to be here tonight.
They stare at each other for a moment. He heads inside. She nods. The press approach.
Abby, no, please go away. Just please leave me alone.
Clara opens the door.
Just one last photo, please.
Get in here.
Abby, do you have any comments?
Sorry, folks. Unless you're praying, you ain't staying.
Clara shoos the reporters. Abby walks into the church. She stares at the pageant set, her eyes well with tears.
Stars are brightly shining.
Eloise spots her and waves. Abby forces a grin and waves back. Bryce also waves to her. She looks down and blinks. Tears roll down her cheeks. At night, people walk into the church. A sign out front reads, Christmas pageant. Nick paces in front of the kids.
Now you guys are gonna be great. It's me. It's all me.
Zoe approaches.
Hey. How are you holding up?
Oh, you know, I thought I knew who the real Abby was, but I guess I was mistaken.
Nick, over the last few days, she has proven herself to be an incredible person.
Yeah, well, I spoke to the paparazzi, and she's the one that made the phone call, so...
I've been thinking about that.
What?
I don't know. Celebrities don't even make their own nail appointments.
What is that supposed to mean?
Something's just not, I don't know, adding up.
What do you mean? I'd love to believe you, but I don't know what to believe anymore, so...
He looks at the crowd.
Nick!
What?
I mean, she's a good actress, but she's not that good.
What's that?
I don't know. Don't you think Abby coming into your life...
She smiles up at Nick.
It's meant to be.
You think it was meant to be?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Should I go get her?
Go.
Wait, can you stay with the kids? Make sure they're in costume, all ready to go.
I'm on it. Go.
He runs off, then returns.
Thank you.
They hug.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay,
I'm gone.
He steps out from behind a curtain. He runs down the aisle. Clara gapes, watching him go. She smiles and sighs. Eloise.
I thought the drama was supposed to be on the stage.
I'll see.
The boy nods. Nick steps outside. He hurries down the staircase. He looks around. Abby isn't there. Zoe steps outside, spotting Nick. She leans on the door, breathing heavily. He turns back to the church. He looks over his shoulder as he walks up the stairs.
I made a big mistake.
Soon, Oliver walks past the bakery, fully bundled up in winter clothes.
Like, do people actually live here?
Abby exits the bakery with her luggage, holding a coffee.
Abby! There you go.
She turns.
Oliver? What are you doing here?
Saving the day. Look at this. We're blowing up.
His phone.
What is this?
Your career back. What does it look like?
You called the press?
Yeah. You're welcome. Oh, the network's thrilled. No more screen tests. You got the part.
Oliver, that was not the plan.
Oh, it is now. Okay. Got the red eye booked. First class. Just need a little wet ink on the contract. We can toast on the plane. Come on. Come on, let's go before you freeze to death. Let's go.
He takes her luggage and walks away. Abby stands and stares.
In the hills outside Bethlehem, shepherds watch their sleepy sheep.
Nick stands backstage, watching the pageant.
The darkest loss in light.
Dad, yeah. I can't find Abby.
Lucy.
She's supposed to do her special sign so I know I'm not alone. Where is she?
Sweetie, come here.
He crouches down.
I am so sorry, okay? Abby not being here is my fault.
He holds her hands.
But I know you're gonna do great. You've been so wonderful in rehearsal. I know you got this, okay?
Okay, Dad. I'll do my best.
And in the middle of that light is something even brighter. The face of an angel.
Okay, that's your cue. Go, 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 go.
He ushers Lucy toward the stage.
Do not be afraid. I bring news of great joy.
A spotlight shines on her.
News of great joy to be.
She stares out at the audience. Zoe grins. Audience members turn to each other. Backstage, Nick closes his eyes and bows his head. Lucy stands on stage, staring ahead blankly. Abby walks into the church. Lucy darts her eyes.
News of great joy to be.
Abby dons a white robe from a nearby clothing rack.
Hello, fellow angel.
Lucy smiles at Abby. Nick looks out from behind the curtain and gapes. The audience turns to Abby.
I believe you were telling everyone we bring them news of great joy.
She walks up to Lucy.
A joy to be shared by all people. Today, a savior is born. He is Christ the Lord.
Hi. I got it.
Abby turns away from Nick and approaches the stage. She stands beside Lucy. The audience applauds. Zoe joins Nick backstage.
So good.
The shepherds run with joy as the angels depart.
Okay, we should get going, fellow angel.
Above them, a star lights up.
Look at that beautiful star, fellow angel. Why is it there?
Abby turns to Lucy.
Because it's leading them to Bethlehem. Okay, let's go.
But how do they know to follow that star?
Because...
They've gone rogue.
Because sometimes when we're lost or unsure, we need guidance.
Abby tries to usher Lucy off stage.
Nope.
Lucy doesn't budge. The audience watches intently.
The light of that star brings them to hope and joy. The baby Jesus. They trusted God even though the journey is uncertain. And they follow it. In the end, they believe that it'll lead them to where they belong.
Nick and Zoe smile. Clara breathes deeply.
And where do we belong?
Right now we belong off stage.
Abby and Lucy smile at each other.
I'm so happy you made it.
They hug.
Way to go, Lucy!
The audience stands and claps. The kids bow on stage. Later, Abby collects costumes from the kids.
Great job.
Nick high-fives Bryce. Then approaches Abby. She sets down the costumes on a nearby church pew. She faces Nick.
Hi, Abby.
Okay, I just need to start. I had no idea the press was here. When we spoke, I thought you were referring to the screen test that my agent asked me to fly home for. And I'm just really sorry, and I hope you believe me that I had nothing to do with that.
I should have never doubted you. You've treated us with nothing but kindness. I'm sorry.
I can't blame you. And I've spent my whole life playing other people, so why should you believe me?
I should have believed you. The only reason I didn't believe you is because when I realized how deep my feelings were for you...
He shrugs.
I panicked.
She grins.
I did. And I went looking for any evidence to prove to me that what I was feeling this last week was just not real. To snap me out of any delusional thought that Abby Fontaine, the most beautiful woman inside and out, could actually, potentially, just maybe feel even a hint for me what I'm feeling towards her.
She smiles at him.
Well, I think you could add a writer to your resume. That's good.
Abby.
He takes her hands.
What I'm feeling for you is so huge and so real that I'm pretty sure if you feel even a speck of that in return, it might just last us a lifetime.
She smiles. He leans in for a kiss.
Abby.
They stop and turn to Lucy.
I want to give you your Christmas present.
Hi, oh. Sweetie.
Oh. You didn't have to do that.
Dad and I picked it out.
A snow globe.
I know you said you needed to find a new Christmas tradition, so maybe snow globes could be ours.
Lucy and Abby smile at each other.
I'd love that.
They hug.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come on, Dad. We should go outside. It's almost time.
He nods.
I think she's right.
Okay, let's go.
They join a crowd outside who stare up at the sky.
Here, sweetie. Oh. What's happening?
Two stars approach each other.
I know your whole life is back in L.A.
I'm sooner than a speck, Nick.
Abby and Nick stare at each other.
What?
What I feel for you is more than just a speck. I'd say it's closer to the whole night sky.
I'm just really excited about your role. I think you're going to do great.
Yeah, I turned down that role.
They hold hands.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
She grins.
Because I've spent my whole life in front of the camera, and I can't tell you how lucky I feel to have lived that dream. But I have other dreams that I want to live too. And that's where I want to put my focus.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting tired of just playing a perfect wife and mom. I want to start living it, even if I'm not perfect.
I think you're perfect.
That's sweet.
I mean, we can work on your cookie decorating.
Is there room at the inn?
It depends if you need running water.
Clara nudges Zoe. They look over.
You know, I sort of like giving directions instead of taking it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for showing me it's possible to fall in love again.
You and me both.
They stare into each other's eyes, grinning.
You know, I feel like my best role is ahead of me. And it's being me. With you.
He shakes his head.
Come here.
They kiss each other passionately. They pull away and smile at each other. Lucy, Clara, and Zoe approach.
Hi.
They hug Lucy. Clara and Zoe join in.
Here, come here, come here, come here.
Nick picks up Lucy. They look up to see the two stars meet in the night sky. Nick smiles at Lucy, then kisses Abby. Credits. Audio description by One Extra. Copyright 2024, Hallmark Media Productions, LLC, Logos, Inferno Pictures, Inc. Hallmark Media. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation.